Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lily with Local Splash. How are you?
Okay.
Good, good. I'm sorry to bother you. I just wanted to follow up regarding yesterday's conversation. Is this a good time?
Yeah.
Okay. So management did review the account, and we're really sorry. We were not supposed to charge you for the Google ads. They did check and also confirm that the local SEO and Facebook ads were meant to be charged. So we just wanted to double check with you. Are you going to want to keep those two services active, the local SEO and the Google ads? I'm sorry.
What are you saying they were supposed to charge me for?
They weren't supposed to charge you for Google advertising, right? The $400 charge?
Yeah. What about the other one?
The other, the Facebook ads and the local SEO was agreed upon to continue. Facebook
no,
is...
No, but You guys charged me last month, and you were supposed to take whatever money that was left over because you didn't do it for about not even just a week.
For your Facebook ads specifically?
You were supposed to credit me my money from the Google ads to my Facebook account or whatever, the other whatever.
Okay. So if you wanted, are you referring to reallocating the funds from Facebook to Google?
No, you're supposed to do it the other way around, from Google to Facebook. Because you guys billed me for that, and I didn't use it. So
right, I'm sorry. You're right. We charged you $400 for Google. So the Google was supposed to be reallocated towards the Facebook campaign.
Yeah, for last month, and it was supposed to go towards this month. But you didn't. You charged me for both. You were supposed to charge me for either one of them.
Okay. Management reviewed the account, and they found that local SEO and Facebook was supposed to be charged. So that was $100 for Facebook and then $199 for local SEO. But they confirmed that the $400 that was charged for Google ads was not supposed to be. So we can refund the $400 that was charged from the
$699. No. Okay. So I guess you're not getting what I'm telling you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So last month you charged me for both of them.
Let me see here.
You started my Google campaign or whatever you did. You started it, but found out it wasn't going to work. And you guys I only had it for one week, if even that. Because you guys I think it was just one day or something. I got charged $100 and something for one day, and I called you. It wasn't even for a week. It was one day, and I told you that whatever keyword you were using was took out a whole bunch of money for one day, over $100. So she shut the campaign off after I told her that for one day. So you guys got my money for that last month that I gave you for the Google ads or whatever. I only used one day of it. And you kept that money, and you're supposed to refund it back. She said, oh, well, we could just refund it back to you for next month's Facebook ads. So that was supposed to be for this month. But no, you didn't. You didn't refund me for that, and you also charged me for both of them again.
Yeah,
so,
no, first of all, we don't offer refunds for anything that's not spent. So let's say, for example, if you paid $200 for Google Ads and you only spend $100, we don't refund you that $100. That $100 would remain on the campaign, and it would continue to run.
No, it did continue to run. You guys, she shut it off.
Okay, let me check.
It ran for one day, and I told you they charged me $100 something. I said, well, that's not going to work because whatever keywords you were using was using up my money, and I didn't want it for that. I wanted it for lockouts only, and you guys couldn't get that done with Facebook. Google Ads wouldn't let you do that. They wanted me to get a locksmith license or some crap or whatever. So you guys never... We never use that, but one day.
Okay,
you're not going to charge me for a full month and use it for one day, whatever it is, $4.99 or whatever you're charging me.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so,
let me check.
So
let me.
He told me that you guys couldn't get my Google campaign running, that they would refund me the rest of my money, that they would recredit to me for the next month's Facebook ad or whatever campaign for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let me go ahead and reach out to management about that, because there's management notated it, but they didn't, you know, they reviewed all the calls that they reviewed and added notes for that. But there's nothing about the credit.
Okay, I got recordings of the calls too, so.
Yeah, no worries. Everything's recorded here too. Don't worry.
I'm done with you guys, okay? Because you already screwed me around twice already, so I'm not going to do this. And your guy, he lied to me about stuff to begin with. I'm not gonna keep going with this, because you guys used my money and didn't refund me anything, which you were supposed to. I went along with you to recredit. You should have gave me a refund, but you didn't even do that. You kept the credit, and you also charged me for both again for something that's not even running.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to look further, because there is no mention of a credit for the month before.
Yeah, well, you can ask Tanya. She's the one that I talked to, and I'm sure you have it recorded.
That way it's recorded, luckily, because she's not here anymore.
No, of course. Oh, ain't that convenient, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, she's not here anymore, but we can check.
For who? Unfortunately for who, me?
Well, I mean, for us, it's unfortunate that she's not here. She was a really good agent, but I would have to check with management, because they didn't bring that wasn't
water,
mentioned.
I'm done. So
okay.
So you guys,
I understand.
And I don't know what you're gonna do. I already went to the bank and canceled that, because you weren't supposed to charge me for that. And there was nobody there. And every time I call you guys are, like, blocking my call or whatever. I have to call you from a different phone number to get through.
I've already reported that.
My call's being ignored or whatever.
No, it's so, not. Unfortunately, that's happening with a few clients. So it is something we're working to fix.
That seems like some type of, I don't know what kind of business you're doing, but I don't know. So the whole thing is bad.
Okay. Well, like I said, right now management did approve that refund for the $400 for Google Ads. I'll go back and check with them regarding the remaining portion of that. And then I should be able to follow up with you within 24 hours.
For 2 months.
Okay.
For this charge for now and for last month.
Well, I don't know about last month, because we don't offer refunds when we initially charge you. I see one charge for $400 that was initially charged. And that's the one that you're talking about you should be getting back, but
That's the one I used for one day.
Okay. And so we couldn't run, you're saying we couldn't run your ads, so we kept the money, right? And that's why you're saying that credit should have been gone back.
Say that again.
Okay, you're saying from that $400 initial charge, you only used it one day. So that was supposed to be credited.
One day I used it. So the rest of it was supposed to be credited for the next month. So it was supposed to be used. So I wasn't supposed to have a bill at all this month.
Okay, got it. So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to review with management. And then if it's okay, I'll follow up with you within a day's time, Michael. I'm really sorry. I do have to go through management to go back and figure this out correctly. But I will continue to follow up with you myself, if that'll be okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, well, I really do appreciate the patience. And please expect my call back within 24 hours maximum. Okay?
Yep.
Thank you, Michael. You have a great rest of your day.